everyone. So today I just wanted to talk a little bit about the day that I decided I could no longer be part of a religious cult. So I remember the day clearly. It was a Monday in late January 2013 when I stood at the end of the pier in my hometown of Warm Point, looking down on the dark, deep water, and I made a decision. On that cold day in January 2013, leaning over the railing, I had to make a decision. I stood there, I looked into the deep water, and I contemplated, can I live this life the way I'm living it? Or do I choose life free of a cult? Or do I choose death? I turned away from the end of the pier and chose life. I knew that decision that day wouldn't be without consequences. I knew what I could lose. I knew I could lose all my children, but I had to make that choice. I had to. I just had to be true to myself for the first time ever. I had to somehow, I didn't know how at that point, somehow I had to escape the life I was living. I just wanted to go back to that day that I talked about in one of my other videos in January 2013, when I made the decision to choose life. As I walked back home that day, I knew I'd chosen life, but it was gonna be a totally different life. It had to be a life outside of an abusive marriage and outside of a religious cult. I had absolutely no idea how I was going to escape. So by the end of that week, I was in a terrible state. It was the Friday after the Monday that I made that decision. And I just, with every day, I just knew I couldn't walk out on my children. You know, I got 5 children at that point. 3 of them were actually in their 20s, but still living at home because that's the rule within the cult, that they don't leave home until they are married. And I had my 2 youngest who were only 11 and 13 at the time. I couldn't do it. I could not bring myself to walk out my front door. So I had to find another way. I knew if I stayed in that situation, it would be death. It eventually would be death. I wouldn't have another opportunity. I knew that. And I made a decision on the Saturday that on Sunday, I was going to tell them, I was going to tell each of my children of my decision. I was going to tell my husband the marriage was over. But not only that, I was out of the exclusive brethren. I wasn't going back to another meeting. I couldn't do it. I couldn't live that lie. I just lived it too long, 44 years too long.